Live from Bradenton, Florida this morning, Pittsburgh Pirate broadcaster John Wehner joining us in the second week of the Pittsburgh Pirate Spring Training Reports here on WCBC. John, a former Pirate player and now broadcaster in the booth throughout the seasons and getting obviously a first-hand look at the Pirates, especially in spring training. John, Pirates lost 10-4 to the Tigers yesterday. Just give us a quick recap of who did well for the Pirates. I know the final score in spring training really doesn't matter per se, but give us a recap for the Pirates who did well and in that game.
Well, Jared Jones started, and you know, obviously he was a big deal coming out of spring training last year and kind of come out of nowhere and made the club with his great spring training last year as a young rookie. And so he threw, and I guess that would be the highlight, really. He went just under three innings, 2 2/3 innings, looked good, threw hard, mixed in some change-ups, which we didn't really see last year. So on the pitching side, that was probably the highlight. Offensively, it was nice to see Andy Rodriguez hit a home run. He hit a home run to the opposite field. Very windy day, though. I mean, we had a lot of wind, and it was blowing out, so some home run balls were aided a little bit. But, yeah, overall, not a great result, but good to see Jared Jones look as good as he did and Andy Rodriguez back in the mix.
John, you mentioned Andy, and he's one of the players that coming into this season, I think a lot of people are expecting a lot out of. For you, for the Pirates to improve on last season into this season, who do you see as a player or two that really needs to step up and improve from last year in order for the Pirates to be successful?
Offensively, the team looks pretty much the same as okay. last year at this time. And so for me, if this team's going to score more runs, a lot of the guys that were here last year have to play better and hit better and be more productive. And, you know, I guess Key Brian Hayes, he's in camp looking healthy. That would be a big plus if he improves offensively. He had a really miserable year offensively. I think there's more out of O'Neill Cruz. I think it's important that he takes another step forward and he plays better. Offensively, I mean, you're going to need to kind of know what you're going to get with Brian Reynolds.
Yeah.
But in pretty much every other position, you could expect more. Nick Gonzalez, I think, has had a pretty good year last year, but he can be better. You know, we don't know what's going on at first base just yet. But, you know, Joey Bart had a nice year behind the plate. I would love to see if Henry Davis and Andy Rodriguez, my guess is they'll probably start the minor leagues, but I'd like to see them at some point help the club and kind of take that next step forward. You know, but for me, the big ones are Key Brian Hayes. I think O'Neill Cruz has a lot more in him. And whoever is at first base, I think it's important that we get production from that position also.
John, as somebody who played the game yourself, in the way that baseball looks and how it's played today, I always find myself wondering this, and doing these spring training reports is a good opportunity to ask, how has the game changed from when you played to now? And I know it's changed a lot, and we could probably spend the entire time talking about the changes, but is there any subtle nuances or things that you find yourself thinking of how things have evolved, the game of baseball has evolved since you played?
I guess the quick and easy answer would be power. The power, both with the pitching and the hitting. There's power arms. Everybody has velocity nowadays. I actually mentioned it on the air yesterday. I'm thinking through my minor league career, I could think of one teammate that threw over 95. Now you have five guys in your bullpen that throw 95, and in our case, we got three guys in the rotation that throw 95 plus. So the arms are definitely better pitching wise, and you know, especially with the velocity and offensively. Again, it's power. Guys want to hit home runs. You hear about launch angle. You hear about, you know, having a lineup that can change the game with one swing of the bat. I think when I came up, and I would think this is the case for most players, you wanted to hit 300. You didn't really care about power. You wanted to put the ball in play. You wanted to hit 300. If you hit home runs, you hit home runs. Nowadays, we don't care about average. We don't care about how many times you strike out. You hit the ball in the ballpark. And so, power, I think, has changed the game tremendously. And, You know, I don't know if that's going to go away anytime soon, but, you know, pitching, I don't understand where all this velocity came from, but it's it's pretty remarkable how many guys are throwing as hard as they do.
John, you were a guest on the Hold My Cutter podcast with Greg Brown and Mike McKendry, and I'm glad you touched on that with the average, because on that podcast you said that, you know, your goal was to bat 300, and if you're in a slump and, you know, the third baseman's not playing up, you lay a bunt down and you get an easy hit and you continue to work towards that average. Your story in particular is very, very interesting because Pittsburgh native, you talk on that podcast about your upbringing, and one of the most mind-blowing things that you talk about is the fields that you played on in the Pittsburgh area, at Carrick and at Taylor Alderdice. I think there's an obvious reason why you got the nickname Rockjaw playing on some of those fields growing up.
Yeah, that's funny, Gary. You have great memory, by the way. You know, that was fun to do. Greg Brown and Michael McHenry do such a good job with that show, and I mean, I had a great time there. But yeah, I'm so blessed. I just sit here and think about, you know, as big a Pirate fan as I was, and being, you know, in this organization now some 35 years, very, very lucky. But yeah, I had an interesting road, and you know, like I said, growing up in the city, I think all the city schools, the fielding conditions were not good. You know, you weren't really scouted or anything else like that. But you know, it was it helped me though. It helped me tremendously. You know, playing against these teams in these conditions was certainly a thing that helped me in my journey through Indiana to finally get to the big leagues. But yeah, it's nowadays these fields, even the big league fields. There were some big league fields back in the '90s weren't good. You know, they weren't fun to play on. And now, boy, it's like playing on a putting green. These infields, it's pretty impressive. But yeah, I had an interesting road. But again, I learned so much from it, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
Live from Bradenton, Florida this morning, Pittsburgh Pirate broadcaster John Wehner joining us. John, always appreciate getting a chance to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again on Wednesday.
Sounds good, Garrett. Take care. Thank you.